Mayor Barrett's 2017 budget calls for the city to come up with a comprehensive plan for it to replace the public portion of lead pipes. At the same time, property owners would cover the cost of replacing theirs. A Common Council committee is scheduled to take up the proposal at a meeting today. Yet the measure already drew reaction last Friday at the monthly meeting of the city's Water Quality Task Force. 24 people filed into the meeting room, several carrying signs, "We demand safe water." Another, "Stop poisoning our children." Myriad challenges face officials trying to come up with a plan to replace the lead laterals. If both the public and the property owner's sides aren't replaced at the same time, the risk of a spike in lead levels increases and families remain vulnerable to exposure. But the city cannot require a property owner to comply at this point. Task Force Chair Alderman James Bowles said Friday that policy has to change.
We are going to see a proposed change to this. I saw Aaron Shapinski from the mayor's office here.
Aaron Shapinski is the mayor's research and policy coordinator. He's been looking for ways to overcome obstacles to ensure whenever lateral work is done, crews replace the full line.
We have a state regulatory regime in place that prohibits city workforce from providing replacements on the private side of any service line, and you know, acknowledging that there are a lot of homeowners out there who are on fixed income, who are low income, can't foot a $6,000 or $10,000 bill for this kind of work.
Because some people wouldn't be able to afford the cost, the city would cover a sizable chunk of the bill and would allow property owners to spread their portion out.
Less than $20 a month on an extended installment plan to have the work done, lickety-split, and we will coordinate the construction for you.
Task Force member Dr. Patricia McManus says even $20 a month is a burden many families could not absorb. She heads the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin.
I'm concerned about people who have hung on by their nails to keep their homes.
Right.
And that's what I'm pushing for, is understanding of how people live their lives every day, that you don't think $20 a month is a big difference. And I'm working with people every day who that $20 is a big difference.
Property owners who resist compliance could be fined by the city, which ultimately could shut off water service. The city's Aaron Shapinski calls those last-ditch measures.
And the last thing we want to do is shut off somebody's water. The last thing we want to do is write a lot of tickets. The ordinance specifically spells out that those are things that may be levied by the various commissioners in getting these service lines done. I think the fundamental thing here is we're trying to offer residents and homeowners a good deal.
When punitive measures are imposed, they would apply to homeowners and landlords alike.
It's a proposal. It's a draft.
Bevan Baker is another task force member. He's commissioner of the Milwaukee Health Department.
My advocacy is for best city ordinance that allows for us to hold accountable those landlords. We don't want to interrupt anyone. I would not support turning off water. In any case,
Milwaukee resident Kimberly Thomas Britt was one of the people observing the task force meeting. She urged the group to factor in the views and concerns of residents citywide.
It's always important to get those that are affected and those that are professionals input into things that are going to affect them, affect the public.
Concerned members of the public are likely to weigh in at this afternoon's Finance and Personnel Committee, as a growing sense of urgency seems to be building around the public health issue. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.